Hi, welcome to the Kane Train. This is Gibby Kane.
And I'm Pat Kane.
Oh my god, and I am still somewhat drunk from last night, where I got real hammered and real sloppy, and I walked away with just fistfuls of tampons in my purse.
That's perfect.
I'm not really sure like how that happened, but I remember being very proud of it in the process. So...
I think you should be. You got away with some free tampons, man.
I'm really proud of it, but at the same time, I also am ashamed of myself because I'm trash. But,
See, I thought you were afraid of the whole, like, toxic shock thing, so you weren't gonna ever do, like, tampons.
It's just, like, any woman knows, and this is, like, TMI, but any woman knows that if you start feeling kind of gross, like, tampons are the best invention. The only problem is that they're made out of just synthetic material, which obviously your vagina is not into, which causes infections and all kinds of crazy things, which could lead to St. Anthony's fire and you lose a limb. But that's an extreme case. I think I've just been paranoid, but I've kind of succumbed to it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like if you do it, in, you know, when it's an emergency. I mean, I think they're more sanitary than pads, right?
I guess, yeah, I guess that's probably true. They're a lot less gross than wearing literally what's a diaper just on you. But anyways, away from that topic.
So we're recording in a new... I wonder if this episode is going to sound better because we might actually record here more if it's the sound quality is higher because we're at my office today in downtown Columbus in like a... more of a soundproof room than what we usually record in our apartment.
Yeah, I mean, our apartment's not exactly... We have no seating, that's what everybody tells us. Which is, I guess, true. For the most part, it's kind of awkward, but it's a small space.
This might even... This is ideal, I feel like, because we are...
I'm glad you're proud of it.
Well, no, because we have, like, a nice table where we can converse to each other, and then we don't have to worry about bumping the mic too much or whatever.
I prefer just not looking at you in the eyes at all when we talk. I prefer to just face the opposite direction.
Well, same.
So, we'll get through it.
We will. So, Thanksgiving was this past weekend.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
Get your turkey.
Just have leftovers and stuff. I made two really good final leftover sandwiches with, like, just mashed potatoes and turkey on a bun. Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were super heavy. But I think as soon as I finished them, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of done with Thanksgiving food for a while because I had so much of it for like 3 days straight.
I think that there's a reason why it's literally a meal you eat once a year. I think if you, because you get so much of it afterwards,
yeah.
You're just living off of it for weeks. Like I remember in my house, we would make a massive turkey for literally a three people family, pretty small. And we would be, I remember, eating out of a Ziploc bag with that in it for so long. It would be just variations of the same meal. Eventually, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this.
Like, it can last forever.
Turkeys right? are surprisingly, and yeah, I guess so.
But at a certain point, you just don't want it anymore. At a certain point, you're just like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's more the same. I thought I had invented something really special with the mashed potatoes and turkey on a sandwich, but that's definitely been done before, right?
Yeah, that's been done a lot. But you figured out something important.
Hey, I liked it. It doesn't matter who invented it. I just implemented it.
You invented it. It's yours now. You're calling it.
So part of the highlight of Thanksgiving weekend was also the dog show, the Purina National Dog Show or whatever, the AKC, the American Kennel.
I love that shit.
Whatever.
Pat was just like, every single time there was a dog on the screen, you were like, that's the dog we're going to get. We're going to get that dog. And I was like, that dog is not, they just said it's not meant for apartment living.
Except.
And needs exercise constantly. I was
except,
like.
Except.
I think that might not be a good choice.
The one dog that I just don't care for, the one breed I could do away with is the poodle.
Yeah, that dog can go fuck itself. I got bit in the face once as a kid with a poodle. It had this, like, giant, like, snapping jaw, and I just, like, turned around. I was on the bed, and I just, like, looked at it, and then it just looked at me, and then just, like, just fucking took me down.
Right. I mean...
They're like, did you look at it? I was like, I guess!
I don't know what the deal with that, what that thing was, but I was just... Every time I see one, I'm just kind of like, You're just a
hard
dumb breed. But I like a Bichon Frise. Like, it's not like fluffy dogs. I like fluffy dogs. Like, I think, but I guess it's like a big dog trying to be a small dog aesthetically.
Mm, I don't know what you mean.
Wow, it's overly manicured and all that stuff.
Oh, some of them are. Sometimes they're not.
Well, there was that one neighbor we had at our old building. He had a poodle, and that thing was unmanicured. And I even...
Oh, man, that dog sucked. And that guy sucked. Because it would, like, you'd get in the elevator with him, and it would just smell. It would smell so bad. And I'd be like, is that you or the dog?
Yeah. I just wasn't having any of it. But my choice for the... So, we watched the beginning and the end of the whole
show. Oh, you
show.
Have to. You have to.
And it was only, like, an hour. And it was Thanksgiving morning, so there wasn't much to do.
It's for shame.
So I watched all the way up until the end. The Pekingese was basically the breed I was rooting for, which I never thought I would.
You like that Pekingese. You were talking
about
it. I
was into it. It was so funny. Cause
you were like, that's our son.
It has that rolling gait to its walk, and it was like basically all fur. They're a very interesting animal. I like them a lot. I don't know if I'd want one, though. I just was rooting for it to win. It didn't win. I think the Greyhound won.
Yeah, the Greyhound won.
Yeah.
Everybody liked it. It was real sharp looking.
It was cool. I guess a Greyhound is also like a pretty good apartment dog, which is good to think
Actually,
about.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. And it has very little fur. And, well, it's gray.
And gray is like the color palette of everything in our home.
Including our animals.
Yeah.
Especially our animals.
So, good job, Greyhound. Good job coming through.
To be continued. Do Pat and Gibby. Get a dog.
It's not going to be for a while. I would not be surprised if we got one this year. Like, 2017 might be the year of the dog.
Oh, God, I hope so. My God, I just want a dog so fucking badly. I want a pet that will return affection to me. Like, I'm really desperate for it. I crave, like, attention from our pets. And I'm just like, please love me.
I think we have moments.
I care so much for you.
We have moments with the cats, like, with Enchilada and Gray Cat, where they do show genuine affection.
Gray Man just... He's just so big and gross. He's really old, and he's really fat.
Old.
He's both.
He's not that old, man. Yeah. He's like 12 or 13.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, I guess that's old.
He's 13.
He's definitely still spry as hell.
Yeah, he just pretends he's not, so he can do as little as possible.
He's such a lazy fuck.
Nobody
expects
anything
from him. But they're both lazy. Chi-Chi's 2 years old. He's super lazy.
Well, he's a cat. I think cats are just lazy creatures. Yeah.
We watched that documentary... The Lion in Your Living Room on Netflix, and we learned...
Pretty cute.
Basically, the only exercise cats get is if they're outdoor cats, and they walk kind of their route in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. All cats have, like, a path they walk. Mm-hmm. They did research with a bunch of different cats, and it was like, oh, it's pretty predictable. As soon as they establish their boundaries, and actually, they can time it out with other cats in the neighborhood that they don't cross paths. I mean, mm-hmm. when it does happen, you can hear it. Like, there's a lot of caterwauling and shit. But cats have a really intricate system. So when you have an indoor-only cat, I think they, you know, it's nice to have some exercise, like letting him out in the hallway or whatever of your apartment building, which is what we try to do with Chi-Chi.
Well, we try
to... encourage activity.
I try to chase him around with a branch. They like that.
They like playing.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Even Gray Cat, who's old, he likes playing still.
Yeah, I mean, they chase each other around. Chi-Chi will just do donuts in the living room. Like, he'll just be whipping around in circles, chasing his own hair. He's so stupid.
I'm just so nervous about letting any kind of cat outside.
Yeah, I mean, Gray Man, he lived outside for a while. And then.
But your parents lived in the country, which is where he lived.
He'd be a lot safer in the country.
He had an incredibly safe, like, place to play. There wasn't any, like, coyotes or anything.
Not really, but...
Also, you gotta watch out for
there were still, like, big cats. There were other cats. There was, like, shit like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he had some predators, but... For the most part, I mean, it was a pretty nice, safe neighborhood. The only thing I worried about with him was getting hit by a car. I was always like, oh, fuck, if that asshole gets hit by a car.
Well, Molson, still the outdoor cat in your parents'
neighborhood. Oh, he's fucking, he's so beautiful. He's like this giant, burly, black, long hair.
He probably,
like, bright yellow eyes.
Maine Coon, right?
Yeah, definitely a Maine Coon. He's big, too. Like, he looks like a little tiny panther.
Tiny panther. But he probably taught Gray Man how to survive.
I think he did. I think he was a little bit over him at first, but then they got real close. Like, real close.
Yeah. So, also, I guess Friday night, was it Malt Adult Animation Night?
Yeah.
So I haven't talked much about... Most people that listen to this definitely know I'm an animator, because most people listening to this are our friends.
You keep that such a tight secret.
But it was really great. My buddy Sarah Schmidt put on the first of hopefully many what's called Multadult Animation Night, which is kind of like a evening where you watch weird internet cartoons, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there were any premieres, but they're all... Mm-hmm. I've seen most of them on the internet, and you drink malt liquor while watching it, and it was great. She did an awesome job.
Yeah, she did a really good job curating and then finding a flow for it. She had, like, a little intermission in there after a particularly rough, like, long and very stressful one.
Oh, you weren't a fan of the Peter Millard Unhappy Happy.
I didn't hate it. I just was stressed out because of it. I was like, I'm so anxious. Why am I so anxious?
Well, it's because it's you're watching...
And then it ended. I was like, oh, wow. Like, I'm relieved. Like...
It's kind of Don Hertzfeld-ish, like, vibe to it.
But it
was a little more abstract than, like, a Don Hertzfeld piece of animation. Like, with long, weird moments of no action.
Yeah. It wasn't bad by any means, though. It just was, like...
It was long. It was a little too... It was a little too long.
It was just a scotch long, but...
There's some great, like, animation and timing in it, but then there's a lot of just, like, watching a single... piece of art or frame.
But you know what made it better was the break that happened after it. It was like the perfect segue into like the next round.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sarah did a really good job with that. Super proud of her.
Yeah.
She put on a good performance. I saw a lot of old Columbus College of Art and Design grads there too, and they're all doing pretty good.
Yeah. It was a nice event. I wonder how many she's, or when she's thinking about doing it, like, if it's going to be, like, every couple months or whatever, because there's so much out there. She knows so many different people who do animation that she could do, like, a show that long for.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was, like, 30-some minutes.
I liked it that I could bring my own liquor there.
Yeah, it was great. Solid evening. What else? Oh! So I finished my comic, kind of. My 80-page barbarian epic.
How's that feel?
Rorga the Blood Swamp. It's pretty bizarre. I'm, like, proofing the pages right now and just seeing it finished after, like, over a year of working on something. You're just kind of like... It's kind of like when I finished a film.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of like, well, guess it's done. And I have a plan in place for, like, putting it, getting it out there, like, the right way. But it's kind of like I hate... saying something's done. Like, I could work on something, like, that I'm doing totally on my own forever.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, you have accountability if you're, like, have obviously a commission or freelance. That's not necessarily a project that you can, like, work on forever. You have a deadline. You have to get that done. Or if you're working on something collaborative with somebody else, they're going to be like, hey, man, where's this, like...
Yeah, sure.
But when you're doing something totally on your own, and you're it's all self-imposed, you're kind of like, well... I'm not super happy with this, so I'll take my time with it. So I think that's why it maybe took a little longer than a year to get it done, is because things came up.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't happy with certain things, so I went back. I went back and recolored, like, the entire thing.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while ago.
It was.
Yeah. Because I remember, I think it was me who had said something about it.
I think I wasn't into it. Like, the colors I'd been looking... I just was like, well, maybe I'm just looking at these too long. And then I asked your opinion about it.
Yeah, I was like, this needs to be... I don't remember what I said, but, I mean...
It just was flat, felt like. So I went and recolored it. But the book pretty much is done. I just got to... I'm going to spend this week editing and the next week doing the, working on the cover. And then hopefully I'll have the Kickstarter out.
Do you have a concept for the cover yet?
I got some stuff I've picked out that I'm going to, like... Like, old Marvel covers from, like, the 70s and 80s and DC covers that I really liked. So I'm going to go through and find something. Like, I was thinking about even doing, like, a Drew Struzan, like, style. Like, you know, the painter Drew Struzan. He did, like, the Thing painting.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And a bunch of movie, like, the Indiana Jones stuff. Not something that detailed, obviously, but, like, a head mountain type,
like,
of
traditional
thing.
Key art, like,
of the era. Almost making it, like, a movie poster.
Yeah, girl, you know I'd be into that.
But then I was like, well, I could also have, like, a battle scene or something. I don't know.
I love me a good movie poster.
Who knows? So I'm going to work on some, but that's not for a while. So cool. I feel good about that.
That's tight.
And I wanted to talk to you about something.
Uh-huh.
Something pressing.
Uh-huh, okay.
When the fuck are you gonna finish Witcher 3?
Yeah. So I'm super close, and I would have made a big dent in it last night if I didn't come home super wasted. Totally lost track of that situation. Way too much wine.
You were like, we went to Wolf's Ridge Brewing.
I had like a couple glasses of wine, which I guess just, it really fucked me up. I was like, what the? One minute we were playing Jenga, and the next minute I was...
We were in the middle of a game of Clue.
Real confused about everything and couldn't stop laughing at it all.
I had fun.
I had fun too. I was like, I like slammed the table really hard at one point, and I was like, oh, too much.
Yeah.
I just wanted to fuck around with people. I don't know. Get in a real mood.
Nobody was in the mood for your fuckery.
No, they weren't. I was just living my life. But anyways, Witcher, I will finish it. I swear. I have a lot of time off coming up in the next week because it's my birthday and my satanic new year. Hail Satan. Very excited. Gonna take it real far. And hopefully finish Witcher. But also, I can't seem to get Triss's attention, and I really want to talk about that.
Yeah, I think you're fucked.
I can't get her attention.
So, spoilers, she doesn't if let you me haven't talk played Witcher 3 and you want to play it, just fast forward to the last 5 minutes of the episode. I don't know.
What?
I think we should talk about Witcher 3. I think you're going to have the ending that you don't want.
I'm so upset. I'm so scared that I'm going to have an ending where I don't end up with either Yen or Triss.
Because is Triss on the boat?
Yeah, she's on the boat. She's there.
When you try to talk to her, what does she say?
She's like, what? I'm like, ugh.
And have you guys fucked?
No, she wouldn't let me.
You're fucked, man.
No, but I made out with her and it was awesome.
And then what is Yen? Have you fucked Yen?
No, fuck no. I didn't touch Yen. I was like, go away. And she was like, but Geralt. And I was like, go fuck yourself, you hoe. And she was like, but do you still love me? So
did you ball down with Kira Metz?
Couldn't, like, shake her. Yeah, I definitely fucked Kira Metz. Everybody fucked Kira Metz, though.
And then some... I walked in on you one time, and you were fucking one of the prostitutes in Novigrad.
I like to get Kira laid.
You don't have to do that.
You like to get his... That may have been one of the...
Old G-Man's D-wet.
I'm just getting my dick wet.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't you judge me.
Yeah. I'm so pumped for you to finish it. So we can really talk about how our endings.
Well, you finished it, and you were playing a little bit last night, just like
I was
doing
playing,
whatever. How's that feel?
I finished the game. It's okay. I mean, like,
you
I need
liked
to put,
the storyline, though.
I really like the main storyline of Witcher 3. So having just, like, contracts and stuff is fun, but it's kind of like, well... The real meat of the story is done.
I just want to get balls deep into some side quests. Like,
I mean, the side quests are great. Don't get me wrong. But it's like...
I don't want to kill monsters. I don't want to fucking try to figure out what the right thing to say to Ciri is. Because I'm really bad at it. And
basically, as long as you're always, like, affirming her choices and trust her opinions and let her solve the problem if she wants to, that's the right call.
Like, no, I do. Like, every time she wants to, like, just go break something, I'm like, do it. I don't care.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's literally, like, 9 different endings just for Ciri alone.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I didn't know that.
I think yours is going to be close to mine.
No, I think it's going to be pretty close.
We'll definitely dive into details when you finish it. Do you think you'll have it done? We can talk about it next episode.
I hope so.
The Cane Train podcast.
I'm going to aim for that. And when we get done here and we go get our sweet, sweet... tasty tacos. I'm going to plug in some hours to it for sure because I need to get this shit done. Also, I need to make banana bread, but that can wait.
Yeah, but you gotta beat it because I want to see your ending so bad.
I want to see my ending too. I want to see the end of the storyline. I want to
get out for you.
I just want to get to the fucking point.
Tight.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with Fallout 4, pretty much.
Wait till you see your Christmas present, by the way.
Which is to say, So the opposite of Witcher 3 with Fallout 4.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only played side quests. I'm like level 35, and I think I've maybe put in 1% of the main quest. Because Matt, and I think I've talked about this before, but Matt was like, the main quest sucks. It's so boring. You're trying to get your son back and all that stuff. So I think, because I asked for a shit ton of video games for Christmas.
Yeah, but Matt also said the end of Stranger Things was bad.
Well, so anyway, so I haven't played much of the main quest. So the opposite of Witcher 3 is that I love the side quests in Fallout 4. So I've just been playing those basically since March. I don't even know when I got the game. And I'm like gearing up to play a bunch of other games. So I'm going to try to finish the main quest before Christmas rolls around.
Well, there is something to be said about, like, your own experience with the storyline of any game, because I feel like I watched you finish a lot of it, and then I was like, all right, well, I already know what's going to happen next because I got to go do it. And I was like, I'm not enjoying it as much. And then I play it, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't that bad. I was like, oh, just... So I feel like you might actually really enjoy it, and you like your storylines.
Yeah, I do. I like a good story in a game. I haven't finished Batman either, but...
Oh, yeah, you've really dropped the ball on Batman.
Well, I just didn't... I wasn't into it.
Why?
I don't know. The game's fun. Like, I just really wanted to play Fallout 4, I think.
Yeah, maybe you'll get...
Oh, I like more open world stuff, like where you can kind of do whatever you want. Like.
Oh, my God, yes! That's why Fable was the bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready for Christmas, though.
Oh.
Hopefully you got me. Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. Well...
We're kind of working backwards in our video game stuff.
I'm not going to fucking tell you when I got you.
Well, all right. Doesn't matter. We don't have to... You don't have to spoil Christmas right now.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. All right, so... Let's get into crap apps.
Woo!
I had something to say, but why not? You found a way more interesting app.
Oh my God, I found... Okay, so hold on to your butts, because I found literally the best app I have ever fucked with. Like, it is tight. It's called Polyvore, and what it does is it's this database with over 100 million home and fashion items that are real items that have costs on them and have all kinds of just range in style, and it compiles all of this information into one place, and you can create mood boards and small designs based on that product. So it means literally anything. So I've been seeing a lot of obviously like outfit flat explosions. I've been seeing a lot of ads, like little ad campaigns. Like, it's really interesting because that makes sense. Like, if you have a company, like, say, for example, you have like New Balance, and they're like, oh, well, we sell all these products, and this is kind of what we're gearing towards. You can take your own files, you can composite this image, and then you can also list the product and where people can find it and how much it costs. Like, it makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fucking cool. I've been having a lot of fun with it. Check me out. My username is Gibby Kern. And that's basically it. Like, I can't stop fucking with it. You said it was, like, super addictive, because...
Well, I've never used it, but at my work, some of the designers use it to create, like, what is it? You create outfits...
So you create sets, and then...
Are there stores, like, on there, so you find, like, a store you like?
Well...
How do you find, like, the products?
You can search it. Like, you can search, probably, I would imagine, I haven't done it, like, search by product name and things like that. Like, I just search kind of, like, keywords for overall moods, because I'm super goth, and that's what I like to look at.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have your sets, you have collections, which are just lists of sets, there's contests, so I haven't done very much with that yet, but you get, like, a suggested trending product, and then you have to create, like, what you can based on it. It's really fun. I've been stealing, like, a lot of, like, little graphic pieces, but if you're a graphic designer, I think this is a really good tool for you, because it's, like, an exercise every time. For me, I like making little closets, but I'm definitely going to get into the home design part of it too, because I think that would be fun. But, yeah, I cannot...
So it's kind of like, is it kind of like Pinterest?
Yeah, it's like a really opposable Pinterest. Like, you can do more than just like and you can do more than pin something. Like, you can actually create something with it. And I think that's what makes it so interesting, because it's so flexible.
Okay.
And it offers you like a feed. When you go in to create something, you can obviously use your own product, but then you get like this list of all items on the website are available to you. You have beauty, jewelry, accessories, shorts, skirts, shit like that. And then you got like home, and you got embellishments. So you have like text and color and like little like texture pieces. It's crazy how much is available to you. It's enormous. It was funded in 2007 in Silicon Valley, obviously, because it's so well put together. It can only come from California. But I mean, yeah, I cannot speak about it enough. You have to download this, especially if you're just like a bimbo like me.
So what are some of the things you came up with? Why don't you talk about
it? So my items, I don't know if that'll work too well considering that nobody can see it, but if you look it up, well, if you follow, and you've downloaded it.
So you can follow you and then you can look at these?
Yeah. So
follow Gibby, and then so you can, if you're interested in seeing what these look like.
Pretty much. I mean, the only things that I've created so far are just a couple of outfit ideas and concepts. And you can even get like fucking cigarettes and like put them with outfits. Like, it's tight. I've been having way too much fun. I found myself doing it this morning and I was like, I gotta make breakfast. And then I was like sitting there like, well, maybe I'll just do one. Well, maybe I'll just do, like, one really good one. And then, like, I was like, where's my morning? Like, what the fuck happened? But, yeah, I'm probably going to delete a couple apps just because I'm not going to use them anymore. Oh, yeah, and Big Oven, that food app, I used it on just recently for a big meal, and it was really nice, really good results with some of the recipes that I found. Like, I made crab like a little while ago.
Oh yeah,
we've
tasty.
we've had a little bit more like time, so I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make some shit.
You were so really worried good. About us getting sick from the crab.
I was very concerned and rightly so. You should be worried about that shit, but most crab is pre-cooked, so you're just warming it up, which is all I was doing. 7 minutes though, I think it should be 5 minutes cooking.
It was tasty. We just didn't have the little forks.
Oh man, we were using pliers. It was getting real embarrassing.
Yeah, we didn't have any claw hammer or whatever those things are. Where you smash it. Aren't you supposed to take like a mallet and like smash it? Or...
No, I mean you could. It'd be really
What's
messy.
The traditional way you, with like...
You use like the walnut crackers. Yeah, that's what you do.
We didn't have any of those, so we just used a pair of fucking like Lowe's Black & Decker pliers.
Did the job though. I'm definitely going to make crab again. That's for sure. Because it was really good, and it was only, like, $20 for 2 pounds. Wasn't that bad.
It was solid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's light. It's not a filling meal, but it's a tasty meal.
It is. It's more savory. So that's really all I have as far as apps go. For now, I'm working on an iPad app that I keep meaning to check out for... drawing activities and things like that.
Oh, like sketch?
Yeah. A little bit more like sketch design, awesome. Like making design. But that's for next week. Get a little teaser.
Cool.
What you got?
I think I was going to talk about just like, I had Shopify, or not Shopify, I had Spotify written down for some reason. But
oh, I could talk about Spotify a little bit too.
Okay.
I found, so I have Spotify Premium, so I'm not sure if what I'm doing on Spotify is simply for premium members or anything like that, so I haven't done my research there, but what I can say is I just recently discovered that when you go to at least the desktop version of Spotify, you can rename your albums and your library playlists. So I've been making playlists for the last, like, year or so. Like, that's just been my growing hobby. And now that I have a desk job and I'm listening to music constantly, I'm constantly building up my library. Follow me at Gibby Kern on Spotify. But yeah, it's tight. I work very hard on those playlists. But yeah, you can also make descriptions in them too.
I was fucking just, you know what, I don't have an app to talk about, but you know what annoyed the shit out of me was...
Well, this is Crap Apps.
The fact, it's not Crap App, it's Crap Phone. I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so right now I have, if somebody can let me know why this is going on, I don't understand with storage. Right now I have 500 megabytes free on my phone, but I'll be on my phone doing shit, not saving stuff, just kind of browsing apps, not even browsing the internet, but it will, like, it's not like I have tons of tabs open or whatever, but it will, like, totally fill up my storage. And I have no idea why. Is it, like, location cert? Like, having location on?
Or? Is it RAM? Like...
See, I don't know. I don't fucking understand it.
That's weird. I have
no idea. And it fluctuates so much. Like, I'll get... I'm browsing, like, Tumblr or Twitter or something, and I get, like, a notification that my storage is almost full.
Maybe it's just, like, cookies for your phone.
Maybe. I don't know. I gotta look it up. Or if somebody wants to tell me why I'm a dumbass and if I should turn something off if I want to save space... Definitely let me know.
You should clear out your photos.
Dude, there's literally never... as soon as I get a photo, I either email it to myself or it needs to go. If I'm posting something for work or whatever on social media, I like automatically delete it.
That's
and then
good.
I clear out the trash. So that's it's definitely not... I mean, I deleted a bunch of text conversations that I haven't had. Like I had like 50 of those that I,
you know, I haven't talked to in a year,
so I like deleted that. I deleted literally every redundant thing I could think of and still like... It doesn't matter.
That's the nice part about having a new phone for me. Like, I don't have that much to work on.
You can fill it all the way up.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I've been having fun with it.
So that's it. Just kind of complaining about my phone.
But not complain about fucking Polyvore. Cannot wait to get done here and start playing on it again.
Tight. Okay.
I have a problem.
Are you ready to teach me something?
Yeah, bitch. I've been waiting... for this moment all my life.
Great.
Really excited.
Great.
So what I have for you today is a new story that was suggested by Tyler Hickey. Super kind of him to suggest that.
Oh, and cool. Laura Art Wolf. Dude in Cincinnati.
And Laura Wolf,
the worker.
Both are Cincinnati friends, although she lives now in Columbus. But I'm going to tell you about the family massacre that happened April 22nd, 2016 in Pike County. this is where, get ready. So this is where Dana Roden, 38-year-old nursing assistant, Chris Roden Jr., a 16-year-old high schooler, Hannah Roden, a 19-year-old girls championship powerlifting team high schooler, she was going into nursing. She had just had a baby like 4 days prior to this. And that was among the eight that were found executed. Like, executed with a gun to the back of the head on their knees.
Shit.
Very sketchy.
So this
shit.
Is kind of, Pike County's kind of like in the middle of nowhere, right?
So Pike County is in Appalachian, Ohio. Like, it's on
by New Carlisle?
It's basically...
Chillicothe?
Yeah, like Chillicothe. It's basically okay. Like around... And if you're not from Ohio, you're not familiar with the area. It's basically like Kentucky.
It's the weird part of Ohio that has hills.
It's the weird part of Ohio that acts like West Virginia and is close to Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah, it's super sketchy. Everybody, like, all the news reports that I was reading, all the research, it was like, oh, like, Confederate flags are everywhere. And I'm like, ah, that Ohio, Bible Belt, what's up? Very familiar with it. So they were found on, like, four properties on Union Hill Road. So this was across... a ways, like in fucking middle of nowhere where all the farmland is in Ohio, and there are these properties that are pretty close to each other, and again, I mean, there were a lot of people who died. The only people to survive was a 6-month-old, a 3-year-old son of one of the Rodens, and then a 4-day-old infant.
One of the Rodens?
Rodens, that's their name.
Oh.
Pay attention.
I'm keeping up.
Bro, you even listening?
Yeah.
So the 4-day-old infant was found next to Hannah, who had just obviously had her baby. So this is pretty fucking interesting because they found hundreds of marijuana plants right out back, giving them strong ties to the Mexican drug cartel. And they didn't just pull that out of their ass because this
isn't... Holy shit.
This isn't the... Yeah. This isn't the first time this has happened. In August 2012 in Pike County, they saw 1,200 Mary Jane plants that were destroyed who also had strong ties to the Mexican drug cartel. Like, this is really common. Like, this is what they'll do. The cartels will find people who are super desperate because this is like a highly impoverished area. Like, these people have nothing, and it's all heroin addicts because they can't afford the prescription drugs, which are basically, like, not available in these areas. So the cartels will come in and be like, you want to make a deal? And they're like, fuck yeah, I do. I don't care. And, shit, yeah, I gotta feel that back. And it's...
What?
You missed it. You missed your chance. So it's weird, though, because the community is pretty... It seems like the community is pretty oblivious to the whole thing. Or they're just ignorant because everybody was just like, we never saw this coming. Like, they were just so nice. The thing is, like, Chris Rodden Jr. was super into just fighting. Like,
So who was Chris Rodden Jr.? Was he the...
He was one of the sons.
The sons?
Okay. Yeah, he was one of the sons. There was a lot, as it tends to be with stories that come from this area.
Yeah.
There were a lot of family members that were, like, divorced, remarried.
So it gets a little...
Stepdads.
Family dynamic gets a little...
Yeah, it gets a little confusing to try to understand.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. But, I mean, this is, like I said, this is, like, a big, like, heroin area. So, the thing is, like, it's weed. Like, it's kind of weird that... Like you said, like, this far north, there's weed going on.
Well, that's... I'm not surprised at that. Michigan being, you know, pretty damn far north, and they're, like, a weed... It's. But you said it was tied to the Mexican drug cartel.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay.
But that's, like, there's not a lot
that's
more
the only
to go
reason,
on.
That's the only reason why I brought it up.
No. I mean, it's just... It's crazy, because I don't... Like, what would cause something like this? Like, I don't know, like, a deal gone bad, like, somebody tried to get more money than they should have or some shit like that, or they were trying to get out of it, and they just were executed. But this area is, like, the worst 10% of counties.
Gotcha.
Based on low per capita income and the rates of poverty and unemployment. So it's, like, these people are trash.
But they're dead.
So we're very sorry for that. But the whole area, I mean to say, is just, like... targeted because 12% of people over 25 have a bachelor's degree, and then 77% of people over 25 like have a high school diploma. Like, there's a lot of uneducated people.
Yeah.
And it's hard to determine, like, what's poverty and what's not, because you have, like, some reasonable looking houses and you have some, like, fucking trailers with toilets.
Well, it's all about opportunity
on the porch.
There's not a whole lot of legitimate opportunity in those areas.
It's really sad. Like, it's really sad because if you think about it, not to take it to politics, but this is also a big, like, Trump area. Like, they were expecting jobs to come. And they're doing better, but
right.
They're not out of the... They're not even close to, like, having the repair that they need.
So, yeah. So... So back to this case. What did the police... What was the evidence... Some of the evidence the police found...
Well, the evidence was...
Go through the case for me, a little more in depth.
Well, I can't really, because I couldn't really get much more information. They kept it pretty... Well, think about it. Like, you've got something this big, and it's happening this small. It's not, like, a lot of the information that you're going to get.
So the big thing was...
It's not like
they
know. His
family got hit, had a hit pulled on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you call it. And they found 100...
They just found, like, they found a lot of shit in this home. Like, they found a lot of drug-related artifacts. They found...
What, like, pipes and shit? Or, like, scales or baggies?
Shit like that. I don't know, man. This is as much as I got.
Well, can I ask questions?
Yeah, you can. I just can't answer.
You just don't have the answers.
I don't.
Well.
Thanks for that.
I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I can tell.
That's weird, though, that they would leave.
I'm one person.
I know, but you fucked up. That's weird, though, that they would leave all that. Whoever assassinated this family, or murdered them, whatever the fuck you call them, left all that money behind, essentially.
I don't think that they did.
But they left. Said they left the
plants.
Actual plants.
Well, they wouldn't be able to transport it, not in an air, like...
But think about it. assuming they had ties to the... It's weird. It's just odd that you wouldn't take something from... You know, it would seemingly just kill them for... For some other reason.
That we know of. They may have... I mean, some of the reporters, like... some of the investigators were...
Maybe they just made off with cash. Was there any cash found?
No.
Maybe it was just, like...
They're estimating that maybe the rodent father, maybe he was the one who was really, like, involved with it the most. He had set up this deal. He wanted to get out of it, especially with the fact that Hannah had just had a baby.
He's trying to quit the life.
But it's also, like, I think there's also a possibility that these were, and this may sound weird, but, like, not, like, sleeper cells, but, like, they came from, like, more of a background in it. Because it's just weird, because everybody was like, oh, they're so fucking normal. Like, she was... The daughter was going to go to college locally. She was going to be a nursing assistant, just like her mom. The mom was, like, recently certified. Like, it's just weird.
So this family wasn't, like, what you're saying, they were trash. Like, you were calling everybody in that area trash. They were more, like, upstanding people.
It's just because I've driven through there a lot. These people were like, on the upside, it seemed.
They were functioning members of society on the...
Especially comparatively to the rest of the area, because, like I was saying, a lot of the area, you know, there's
But really, they were like drug lords.
Yeah, they were basically fucking Breaking Bad. It's weird. But I mean, I don't have any. I mean, if you have any links, I was only going off of kind of like what I could find with it. But if you have any more information that you know of. So maybe some of our Ohio listeners are pretty familiar.
Hit us up. We'd love to know more. We'd love to follow up with this at some point.
Well, maybe I'll do some digging. Yeah. Sorry, I disappointed the shit out of you.
Well, I wanted to know more about the background on some of the family members and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I drove there and got an interview.
Well, I thought you maybe read about it.
Yeah, this was like as much as I could get. This was a huge
What was this case called? What did people look up?
Oh, they didn't call it anything. I mean, you execution in Pike County, like...
Weird.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. This was, like, an article that was a month late that I'm using as a source primarily from CNN. It was very in-depth, but it's just about the area. Like, I think that's as much information they could get.
Crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Well, I guess that's it.
That's all you got?
You're, like, looking at me.
That's all you got for me?
Is that okay?
That's fine.
God, you just expect so much today.
I know. Well, we're recording this so much earlier.
I feel like...
And I just have more, like, energy, and I want to learn more.
Yeah, usually you're just, like, half asleep by the end of it.
Oh, God. This wasn't Gnosticism, though.
Come on!
Gnosticism, you had so much info on, and I could not bring myself to care.
I did so good. You wonder why I bring you concise... information, because your fucking attention just like gets like, you just like are on your phone.
When it comes
and I'm like,
to, like, true crime and murder, though, I want to know like all the nitty gritty details. I learned about like the Craigslist killer on Sword and Scale.
I wish you would stop listening to that shit, because I'm gonna not have access
no
to anything
way.
To teach you.
That's an amazing show.
I don't like. Have you listen? Do you know anything about the acid bath killer?
I literally was just watching Murder Maps and they were talking about it.
I know, but did they tell you anything?
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, what am I gonna do?
You gotta, that's what you have to do. You have to be like,
but you didn't know anything about Gnosticism, did you?
No. Making that face.
I know, because I'm frustrated. I just want to entertain you. Let me entertain you.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Listen, I'm coming at you. I'm gonna fucking don't know what I'm gonna. You know what? I'm actually thinking about coming at you with another story that was a news article. It's pretty fucking intense. It involves a decapitation.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
We'll,
thinking about it.
I think, yeah. Totally. Hit me with what I mean. Like, if it seemingly has gotten a lot of press and it's true crime, I might have heard of it.
Well, it's not so much as crime, it's just, like, a tragic accident, but
oh.
We'll
Was
get
James
there.
Jane Mansfield? Getting, what? She was decapitated.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a car crash.
That's really sad. But no, it's not about Jane Mansfield at all.
Okay.
She's not involved. She's not there.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Oh, I'm ready to eat some fucking quesadillas right now.
I'm ready to get some fucking queso up in me.
Oh, yeah. I get real dirty with that queso.
On that note...
All right, so if you have any questions, email us, canetrain@guttertrash.net.
Oop.
Twitter, @canetrainpod. Instagram, @canetrainpodcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud and rate and review.
And follow me, please, on Instagram @GibbyCane.